God's Law Given to Be a Blessing, February 10. We are assured of life everlasting. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. The affections of the pleasure lover are drawn away from heavenly to earthly things. He subordinates the glories of eternity to the engrossing interests of time. In his desire to possess earthly riches, the heavenly treasure is lost from view. The claims of the future life are disregarded, and the interests of this life hold sway. Christ brings the nobler world to view. He presents the advantages of citizenship in that city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He takes us to the threshold of infinity and shows us its glories, declaring them to be within the reach of all who will live in harmony with the laws of God. Through obedience to the laws of Jehovah, the human family may become a united, happy family in the city of God. But there is no room there for those who have no regard for the will of the Lord. All who will may gain everlasting life, but they must gain it by accepting the law of God as their guide in this life instead of seeking to follow their own laws. To those who will live a life that is in harmony with the Father, Christ will impart the virtues of his life. Think ye that the commandment keepers will be sorry and mourn when the pearly gates of the golden city are swung back upon their glittering hinges and they are welcomed in? No, never. They will then rejoice that they are not under the bondage of the law, but that they have kept God's law and therefore are free from it. They will have right to the tree of life, a right to its healing leaves. The God of heaven has placed a benediction upon them that keep the commandments of God. He who has been faithful over the few things of earth will be made ruler over many things in the eternal world of glory.